what I've found, and I think was confirmed today, is that when you inject presidential politics into delicate negotiations, it's not necessarily as helpful as it needs to be. Just because there's a lot of glare of the spotlight, there's the potential for posturing or suspicions.
I'm confident that we will reach a conclusion, and I am confident that it may have a beneficial effect, not just on the markets, but on people's ability to keep their jobs and their homes.
Here was a guy who was hanging for 60 hours in Central Park, and overnight they left him. He was just hanging there. They just left the guy hanging there. It's the same thing McCain did to me last night. I felt bad about this because we were all ready to go with John McCain, and then like with an hour to go, he cancels, and I felt bad about it. And I was thinking about this. John, here's how it works. You don't come to see me. You don't come to see me. Well, we might not see you on Inauguration Day. That's how it works.
Found the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Get ready for a little trip to the land of the lost and found as Backtime lays claim to the lost and found of the history of September 26th. We bugged our first foreign embassy in 1947 as the Central Intelligence Agency was founded on this date. America lost the America's Cup for the first time in 132 years, today in 1983. And he once was lost, but now he's, well, wet, as Bobby Ewing came back from the dead and showed up in Pam's shower on the season premiere of Dallas in 1986. That's Back Time for September 26th. This is your announcer speaking.
It's Vinny Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. Samuel L. Jackson's Lakeview Terrace is the number one movie. It's about a black guy bickering with a white guy in suburban America. The original title was The 2008 Election. AMC's Mad Men cleaned up at the Emmys, and the seven people who watched the series are ecstatic. The Emmys were hosted by five different people. All combined, they didn't equal one good host. On the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, 82-year-old Cloris Leachman got a standing O. At her age, it's the only kind of O she can have. Miley Cyrus has been acting like a diva on the set of Hannah Montana. Hey, when I was 15, I won the science fair, and I thought everyone was beneath me for the rest of sophomore year. And the hands-down idiot of the week, People Magazine, for its Clay Aiken I'm Gay cover. What's next week's? Randy Jackson's Yo, Dog, I'm Fat cover? I'm Vinny Penn, and that was your 760.
The uneducated are outbreeding the intelligentsia 2-1. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A University of Chicago study revealed today that the nation's uneducated are breeding twice as fast and twice as often as the educated. Study leader Kenneth Stalls.
The average lower middle class American spawns at age 15 compared to age 30 for the average college educated professional. And America's intellectual elite, as a result, are losing the genetic marathon.
The study says by the year 2100, there will be only five smart people left on Earth, overwhelmed by more than 12 billion beers-willing dullards. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Hero.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer.
Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer.
It's a filthy job, and no one wants to do it except you. And you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. You, Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer, drive a big brown truck, but you're not delivering anything. You're taking it away.
The farther, the better.
Because when the septic system starts to back up,
it won't go down.
You back up your truck. You whip out that big old hose, Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer, and suck, suck, suck that malodorous gravy. But you're not done yet. It's time to grab that long-handled shovel scraper thingy and make sure nothing gets left behind.
Scrape that pool.
Thank you, Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer, for changing that giant 1,200-gallon diaper that's buried 6 inches below the lawn in the backyard.
It's a crappy job.
So crack a cold Bud Light and pinch a toast to Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer, a real American hero.
Mr. Septic Tank Sucker Outer.
Anheuser-Flush, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, finally.
It's about time.
Yeah, this week seems to have taken its time pretty much.
Oh, absolutely. You know?
It's been a long week, it seems. We have another hot day in California, in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Do you believe it was like a... Well, wherever you are, the weather's cool, right? It's always nice. You never get too hot. But in the valley, it was like 103 degrees yesterday.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, it's awful.
Oh, that's yucky.
It is. So what's with the scarf today?
Oh, it was a little cold when I woke up this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it won't be for long.
I know. I actually had a sweater on before, too, but I'm like de-layering slowly.
Oh, cool.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. And you brought a guest with you today. Why don't you tell everybody who you brought with you?
I brought the Franz.
Oh, wow. This is a star appearance, Franz.
I've been waiting a good amount of time to come on.
Yeah, a long time, huh?
Mythology.
Yeah.
You have to lean in and talk into the mic.
Get closer. You can just bring your chair closer if you want or something.
Stick your face right in there.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear what you have to say. So how did you manage to finally bring him down, Susie?
Well, he didn't really have a choice because we went to a barbecue last night at his business partner's house with his dad. And then
you actually have a business? You into business?
I do have a business.
Oh, really? Wow. We'll get to that in a minute.
But so we had dinner at his business partner's house. And, well, for starters, I'll show you my new injury.
Wow. On your forehead.
On my forehead. I had my head split open last night while we were trying to get the wine out of the trunk.
He
went to close the trunk, and I was standing right there and just split my head right open. So that's how I walked in. I was like, hi, Craig, who's his business partner. I was like, my tears in my eyes and blood dripping down my face. And
whoa.
I'm like, do you have any butterfly stitches?
Wow.
But so anyway, needless to say, I had to drink to get rid of the pain. And so Franz had to drive me back to my house last night, leaving him no way to get home. Therefore, he had to sleep over. Therefore, he had to come to the radio this morning.
Okay, so it wasn't as, it wasn't bad enough that you had to go to emergency or something?
I wouldn't go to the emergency room for this, no.
No?
I hate having to go to an
emergency
room.
But don't you need stitches or something?
Nah, I put some Betadine stuff on it and then, you know, held it together with the butterfly stitch.
Okay.
So...
If we start seeing bone exposed, buildup, you should have gone.
I know. But if I don't have to, I really don't like to. I mean, what a way to ruin an evening, like spending all night like sitting in an emergency room, you know.
That's true.
I've been there and done that before. Yeah. So.
But I know a trunk on your head is pretty painful.
Right on the corner of the trunk, too.
Yeah, wow.
I did a pretty good job.
Yeah? Was that you who did that?
No.
I thought it was the partner.
If this is going to go into the records, no, I did not do this.
Oh, okay.
Liar.
We always go for the record. So for those who don't know, Franz is Susie's boyfriend.
Yes.
How long have you guys been together?
6 to 8 months.
Six to eight wonderful, love-filled months.
Well, is it 6 or 8? I mean, it's not the years you're talking about. You should...
Susie.
I don't know. We lost track of time like a long time ago.
Okay.
But I will say this is probably my longest relationship in a long time.
Really? It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know she's totally in love with you. I mean, I'm sure I don't have to tell you that. All you have to do is listen to the show, man.
I listen occasionally. I don't tell her that I do, though.
Yeah.
That way I have something over her.
I mean, I'm not being sarcastic. I really mean it because, I mean, she'll say things and she'll say things. But it comes out of love, I think, because she cares, you know. If she didn't care, you know.
But I also want to kill him, so.
You do.
That's off the record.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
Well, cool. So it's cool that you finally came down. So
he didn't really have a choice.
Yeah,
I wasn't planning to come on down eventually. I was just trying to let it build up.
Yeah, and it's built up quite a bit, hasn't it? Yeah, you've got a lot to say. I'm sure.
I'm just going to respond to the questions as.
Okay, all right. I see we're going to have a long morning.
Treat him as a hostile witness.
Not volunteering any information.
No. And how long have you been in L.A.?
November of 2005, so almost 3 years.
Yeah. Wow. And where are you from originally?
from Lake Placid, New York.
Oh, cool. Another New Yorker.
What another is New Yorker.
New Yorkers. We're totally overwhelmed in L.A. with New Yorkers.
We're taking over the world.
Yeah.
Kind of need it here.
Yeah. So what made you move?
Business. Got done with photography school, and this is the best one of the best places to do it. And
really?
I've never been here, actually. So
yeah.
Just wanted to experience.
So there's more opportunities for photography out here?
I wouldn't say more than New York, but mm-hmm. it was certainly different. There's a huge change of pace, so I wonder.
Yeah.
I don't mind moving around.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun living in different places.
Well, when you only have a backpack full of stuff.
Yeah. I'm very low maintenance. And
yeah. Susie, you've lived in many places too, right?
Many places.
I know, and so have I. I've counted about, I think, almost 30 different addresses that I've lived in my life.
Wow. I'm probably up to that about that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
And people always wonder, they're like, why do you have gypsy tattooed on your arm? And it's like, because I feel like I'm a total nomad. I just wander around the world, and it's like, wherever I put my head down at night, that's home.
That's it, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So we know how you guys met. You found your head on his lap one morning, right?
Yeah,
after
that's
a long party.
That is how the relationship began.
Yes. Began, but we didn't really meet that way.
Yeah, so we met once before, and he saw my expensive bike, and he said, he basically called me like a snob for having like a really rich
from New York.
A snob from New York for having like a rich person bike. So I hated him right from the first time I met him.
Really? I knew she was a snob from New York. That turned out to be incredibly correct.
But you knew it's a pretty good catch. I mean, she's got an expensive bike and everything. Who knows? She might be able to support me too.
Yeah.
So cool. And so
such an asshole.
So your business is in photography.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And I like having my picture taken, so I was like, oh, this will be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have my own personal photographer.
There you go, yeah. And the camera loves you. I mean, you come out with great pictures, really.
Thank you.
Except for the times where you make those faces. I don't like it. Like
I love my silly faces.
She always makes those faces.
I know.
It's not a cock-sucking
almost
face.
But it does look like it.
It's a surprised face.
It looks like you're ready to suck a cock. Okay. But hey, that's you. You know, I'm not going to change it now. You know, I'm just saying. So what do you? Okay, so there's actually money to be made in photography, obviously, right?
There is a little bit of money to be made.
Okay, so in what, for example, what would you photograph and make money at?
Today, I'm going to meet some clients for a headshots for a picture company.
Cool.
Motion picture company.
And what studio do you use? You like lease time or something at a studio if you do like headshots and stuff?
No, we'll be shooting at one of their office locations.
Oh, I see.
Somewhere in Venice, I think.
Okay, so you go on pictures, location pretty much and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
We used to have a studio up in the Palisades, but it's now filled with my stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And how do you find clients and stuff?
It's a good question. A business partner
They come to you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I do the photography part.
Yeah. You see, that's good. In partnerships, you want two people to do different things, not the same thing.
Yes.
You know, so if you can't sell or if you can't do the accounting or whatever, you let the other person do that.
Basically, the other person has the money and he has a lot of the talent.
I see.
So.
Okay, yeah.
He has
a
talent
good
as well, mind you.
Yeah. But you're the one doing most of the work.
I do a lot of... We have a little overlap with the shooting, but I do all the post-processing and lighting, and he does all the... client work and
but this is your first job in what, a month, 2 months?
About a month.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, there's at least some work and stuff.
So he's done nothing for the past month.
Yeah.
I've been working on my own website, so
Okay.
What's your website? Give people out. Is it up yet or
it is up, but it's about 2 years old now.
Oh, okay. So we'll wait till it's updated, then you can
it's franzellers.com. It's not
Franz what?
Ellers.
Ellers.
E-L-L-E-R-S.
Okay.
You sit still. You're making all kinds of extraneous noise.
Yeah, that's true. I was wondering about your Coca-Cola t-shirt in Hebrew. Where did you pick that up?
It's Suzanne's. Most of the clothing I wear and wearing right now is Suzanne's, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And where did you get it, Susie?
The Coca-Cola shirt in Israeli.
Hebrew.
Sorry. That is actually, I think, like 30 years old. And
really?
That is... Michael, the guy we were talking about yesterday, the one you called geriatric.
Right. Well, I changed it on the website.
Oh, okay, good.
I didn't even write pre-geriatric.
Pre-geriatric. Well, it's his shirt. I actually acquired a whole bunch of his old t-shirts and things that he got from various things.
Oh, okay. So he's been to Israel maybe?
Yes, or? Yes. He did like a world trip around the world and, you know, stopped at a whole bunch of places and gathered t-shirts from pretty much all of them.
Nice,
pretty
cool.
And that was the one from Israel.
Yeah.
It's cool. I've been wondering what language that was for the longest time. So,
really?
Yes.
I told you.
I don't believe you.
Well, the thing is, look.
He looks Jewish, but he's not. So why would I trust him?
Well, look, the writing, the Coca-Cola brand or the logo, It's in funny Hebrew because it's just like, you know, it's to fit that Coca-Cola logo. But as
funny.
Far as the, yeah, so, you know, I mean, you may not have known it even if you knew what Hebrew looks like.
But it says classic in Hebrew, I imagine. That says classic.
No, it doesn't.
What's
it says,
say?
The top says drink, so it says drink Coca-Cola, and on the bottom it says trademark. That's what it says. Yeah, trademark.
Ha!
I didn't know.
Now you know. No, I think if he got it quite a few years ago, then there wasn't any Coca-Cola Classic, especially not in Israel. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole total different thing when you go into other countries, you know? I mean, the cans look different.
They bottles.
Different. Yeah, like in Amsterdam, Diet Coke is Coke Light.
Yeah.
Or Cola Light or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And things like that. So I guess it has to fit sort of like with the culture where it goes.
Absolutely.
And
I
it's
think
really
it tasted
cool.
different, too. The Coke Light.
Yeah. They do taste different because they make it over
I don't think
there,
it has, like, aspartame and or whatever that stuff is in it. I don't know. They have different ingredients wherever you go. Like, like Mexico doesn't have
corn syrup
in their Coca-Cola,
but
we have it in ours over here.
Yeah.
So if you can get Mexican Coke, it's much better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll keep that in mind.
But I wanted to go back to the rest of his outfit briefly. He's wearing my BDUs from the Army.
Really?
Yes.
Let me see that. Oh, okay, cool.
And also,
I love those.
He's got my jacket in the car, too, but that says
Raleigh.
Yeah.
But so he's not-so-private Raleigh.
Oh.
He's newly acquired those of mine.
I see, okay. Have you ever thought of going to the military front?
Not really made for the military.
No, I don't
Maybe
think so. You probably don't like to take orders and stuff from people.
I don't really take orders, ever.
Except for me.
Yeah.
That's reluctantly.
Yeah, I'm surprised at you, Susie, for being able to go through that.
Oh, man.
Because
you
seem to be
pretty... That was not my cup of tea. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but joining the military, yeah, not such a good idea.
No, I mean, weren't you miserable?
I was really, really miserable, I became a hateful person at the time.
Yeah, because they treat you like shit there.
But you know what? It's you have to take it like with a grain of salt, because when I was there, all the drill sergeants that I had that were in charge of me, you know, when they're standing in front of you and they're telling you to put your face in the dirt and like do push-ups, and they're telling you you're a fucking idiot, I'm sitting here being like, okay, I know I'm not. and I know you guys actually are, because they're using all these words incorrectly in sentences, and they're making themselves sound dumber and dumber, like the more they keep yelling. And so I just always had this smirk on my face, which would drive them nuts. Uh-huh. So they're coming up to me. They're like, you're such a fucking idiot, Private Raleigh. Get your fucking stupid goddamn face in the dirt. And I'm just sitting there smiling. Wipe that smile off your face. And then I start laughing. And then they get so mad if you start laughing.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
my
sure.
God, they wanted to beat me, but they can't anymore. So
yeah. Anymore, they could?
No. Well, back in the day, they used to be able to.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Get you up and shit?
Oh, they would be able to do anything they wanted to.
Really?
But now, you know.
That must have been in the Stone Age. You know, I don't think it happened.
I mean, never legally, but
right.
You know what I mean? People would always, take care of their other soldiers that would get out of line and, like, you know, have the blanket parties and stuff at night. Like, I think these things actually happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blanket party sounds like fun.
What's that?
Sounds like fun.
A blanket party. Not that kind of blanket party, baby. This is one where you get the shit beaten out of you and you have a blanket over your head.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
So you can't, okay. That's not fun. Sick, twisted sense of humor over here.
Yeah. So you like your new place? Are you already planning?
Yeah.
Did you get
nice.
Your bunk bed in there and everything?
No.
No?
It could possibly use it. It's real tight for all of her various antiques, but...
Really? But you get to use more than just one room, right?
I do, but so far I've barely even been at the house aside from like to put my head down at night and then to wake up and shower in the morning.
Right.
You know, I haven't even like gone to the kitchen sink to get water yet.
Wow.
Because I've just been so busy and so out and about. But so yeah, I get to use the living room and the kitchen of the house. But
right.
But
Franz, you say she's got too much stuff in her room or what?
She cut down. I don't want to say probably about by half. All of our objects, but
Where's the other half, Susie?
I gave a lot of shit away. The other half, I still like my kitchen table and couch and chairs and other bikes and things. They're still at my old apartment. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Yeah, I know storage might actually cost more than just giving them away and buying new ones when you need them.
Yes.
You know?
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could be sitting on this for years, you know?
I know. But, good point.
No, yeah, just sell it. And then, you know, if you move into someplace, there's always IKEA. You know, they get cool stuff inexpensively.
Good point.
So, yeah.
And I've also decided couches are just the nastiest things. I know I've said this before, but I just think about all the sex that has been had on my couch.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, God. And all the various, like, people I've had sleep on that couch.
Oh,
and you
disgusting.
Can't, like, wash a couch.
Yeah. So, no, but you can put things over it when you have sex, right? Like sheets or something.
Yeah, but sex is kind of like impulsive, and
impulsive?
You have it like,
okay.
And then you're not going to stop like right before, and then just like place a sheet over it.
No, that's true.
And okay. I certainly don't.
Well, I would
I don't
do
know.
It differently. I just keep a sheet there permanently. If you guys have sex a lot on the couch, you know. But that's besides the point.
Well, there is a sheet on the couch now, but that's his dad's blanket. So.
By the way, her couch is for sale. If you want to send her an email at LA Talk Radio,
buy Susie's I'm couch. Sure,
yeah.
That's been.
I think it's
well, I'm sure people would pay for that. Yeah.
Oh God.
I get 10%.
Yeah, a cum-filled couch.
Oh man, that's just nasty. The couch that my friend, like my vibrator, was sitting on. I remember I was telling you before, and Christy came in and she thought it was the American Idol karaoke thing.
Yeah.
And so she picks it up and puts it to her lips, and she's like. Singing. I'm like, oh my God, Christy, like, hold on, the microphone's not on. Right on the lips. You know, that's just always sitting on the couch. Which, by the way, my Hitachi wand broke yesterday.
Oh.
I had to throw it away.
In mid-action?
Yeah.
Wow, how terrible is that?
I know.
She was very unhappy.
I'm sure. Wow.
Very, very, very unhappy.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have like 6 backups, but...
Really? Now, how do you find time to do this when you're so busy?
That is... Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
Why are you smirking?
It's very serious.
Well, he can
it
laugh.
Is very
it's
serious.
Funny.
Very serious.
It's funny. Go ahead.
Okay, so after we went back to my house yesterday because we had to drop off the kitties for the first time at my new house, and we brought my lizards over, and we brought a couple boxes of the rest of my shit over, and then we had to get showered and ready to go to the barbecue with his business partner and his dad. And, you know, it only takes me 5 minutes, 5, 10.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So you feel like that... urge, the need to do it before you leave. Is it like
it takes,
pressure?
It takes precedence. Well, no, I just will be a miserable fucking bitch.
Really?
And you won't want to have me anywhere near you.
Wow.
So, true.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez.
I will do that before I eat, before I do anything else.
Really?
I will be late for work.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, I don't know. I was walking around with a raging heart on all morning. I don't know why. But I didn't have time to do anything, so I just left.
You need to make time. Or, you know, do it in the car. Why not?
It might be difficult.
Yeah.
Why would that be difficult?
I wouldn't enjoy
that. I've done it to
that.
You in the car while driving.
Yeah,
true.
But you know what? It's not fun. Okay? I need privacy.
It's fun when she did it.
Yeah. I need to be able to fantasize with my eyes closed.
Sometimes it's... You know what? Sometimes it could be even more fun if you're doing it with your eyes open.
Yeah.
Because it's a really big challenge. It's really, really extra hard.
Yeah.
Which isn't a good thing to be doing when you're driving.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Please. Yeah, definitely.
But then again, I read Newsweek while I drive. You took that away from me yesterday. Thank you very much.
You see, for women, it's easier to do it in the car, but not for guys.
I disagree.
You have to take out your schlong, and, you know. And whereas a woman can just pretty much cross her legs or just kind of stick her hand there.
You mean uncross?
No, cross.
Cross?
Well, you can't cross it in the car,
Why would you cross your legs while you're driving, and why would you cross them while you're masturbating?
Women, there's many women that can come just from... crossing their legs.
What?
Yes. And you, sort of rubbing them against each other.
Absolutely not. I
I've
think you live in some
several.
Weird fucking fantasy world
why?
Where you just
I've
make
spoken,
these things up.
You see, just because you can doesn't mean that other people can't. Okay?
I've
known a few women
God.
That could do this, and it's a known thing. You know what? Somebody call us in here and confirm what I'm saying.
Okay?
I believe it to be true.
323-203-0815 and tell Susie off, okay?
Just call and tell her off anyway.
Yeah, women
no matter
can
what
do that.
Is.
Women can come from anything.
I'm just
you know? Leaning on the fucking washing machine. You know?
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
I like the spin cycle, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Yeah. You see, everybody develops a method of masturbating, and I'm sure some women, like, when they were girls or something, they felt ashamed touching themselves, so they figured out ways to do it without.
Crossing your legs?
Crossing their legs, yeah.
My legs are always
try that
off.
Sometime.
Riding bicycles works as well.
Yeah.
Riding bicycles does work out as well, yes.
Really? Wow.
Uh-huh. Electric toothbrushes when in a pinch? I don't know.
Yeah. So, Franz, are you going to Mexico too this weekend?
No, I'm getting ready. I'm going to New York for a month and a half.
Okay.
So.
Now, what fascinates me is your big bike. Tell us what a big bike is, right? Because Susie talks about it all the time.
Yeah, I just actually made a new tall bike. It's just two.
A big bike.
It's two frames welded on top of each other, and
I see.
Other than that, basically normal.
Normal size wheels and everything, right?
Yeah.
So you just have the chains going like up and down.
Yeah.
Like vertically, sort of, or diagonally or something.
Basically, it's just harder to get on and more fun.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it.
So how do you get on it? Does it have to lean against something?
It depends on how inebriated I am at the time, actually. basically, I just put my left foot on the left pedal and push off and
really?
Hope I can get my leg over.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch him do it.
There's different techniques. So you can put your foot on the chainstay where your wheel is and then
right.
ladder, go up
now,
like the ladder.
Now, is this legal? Because you can't put your foot down,
no,
obviously, right?
You can't put your foot down, so it's
right.
illegal.
Right.
There are tall bikes. You can make a tall bike that you can put your foot down.
Yeah.
But it would be a lot less stable and therefore less safe.
Wow. Yeah. So
there's nothing safe about your bike anyway.
Well,
the chain keeps falling off. You keep falling off.
It's brand. I made it in one night, which is probably inadvisable to do. But made it one night. I put it all together in the next day. And,
wow.
So it's not done yet. That's why it's not working perfectly well.
That sounds pretty dangerous to me. I don't know about.
Oh, it's not. It's not dangerous. It's only.
I mean, if you. Well, how tall is the seat, or how high is it from the ground?
Our seat's probably about 6'2".
6'2". Okay, so it's not that bad.
Well, no, it's not that bad, and I don't know, it's just, for the amount of fun, it's most definitely worth
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And people, attention, and of course, right?
The attention.
You love the
people
attention.
Love that bike, and they
people,
like bikes.
People freak out all the time. They're like, oh my God, how do you get on that bike? No way. That's so cool. Dude, did you see his bike?
It makes people excited about bikes, I think, and that's
yeah, that's
one
pretty
of our
cool.
big goals.
Yeah.
Yes, he definitely wants people to be excited about bikes.
Yeah.
More people out in the streets, the better.
That's true. That's true. You know, less cars, more bikes. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
More actual transportation would be good, but
yeah,
some trains maybe.
Yeah. So were you both bikers before, or did one of you turn on the other onto bikes?
No, we were both bikers. We met through the bike circle.
Oh, yeah. Is that how it met?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds
I've kind of... I haven't been, like, big into biking my whole life. I've always done, you know, these random bike rides every year with my dad, the Fibro bike ride in New York City. You know, aside from that, I never really was that big into it. And then when I was in Colorado, I got really into the downhill mountain biking, which I learned really quickly how to do because, I don't know, you can't tell me how to do anything. But my boyfriend at the time was like, babe, I want you to learn how to do downhill mountain biking. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, we take the chairlift up with our mountain bikes. And I'm wearing, like, a skimpy little tank top and shorts and, like, my bike shoes. And he's like, you really should be wearing, like, long sleeves, long pants, and a helmet. And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, I'm working on my tan. Leave me alone. So I get to the top, and he tells me, he's like, remember one thing. Brake before the turn. Brake before the turn. I'm like, shut up. I know how to ride a bike. And so next thing you know, I'm flying down the hill, and I'm going to this huge turn. Uh-huh. And I decide not to brake before the turn because I want to pass him. Uh-huh. And so I go flying past him, and all of a sudden I'm out of control on the bike, flying downhill on a ski mountain.
Wow.
And so I slam on my front brake, go flying over the handlebars, hit the ground, but I'm like paralyzed with fear, so I can't let go of the bike. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like spinning on the ground with the bike on top of me, spiraling out of control on the gravel.
Oh my God.
Picking the rocks out of my skin for like the next week, not so
I'm
much
sure.
fun.
Sure.
I think that's Susie in a nutshell, actually. That story is Suzanne.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a phone call. Good morning, Sam and Susie, and we have Franz in the studio. Who's on the air?
This is his mom.
Oh, my God. Franz's mom. How did you know he was going to be on here today?
Oh, I listen to the show every day.
Oh, you listen
you
every
do.
Day? Oh, my God, man.
Susie.
Oh,
Susie,
no.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Now the truth comes out. Oh, my God. You must hate Susie, don't you?
Oh, no, I'm speechless.
No, actually, I call because I rarely hear Franz's voice anymore because he never returns my calls, so I get to listen to him on the radio today. It's a great treat.
Say hi to Mom, Franz.
I said hi.
Look how red his cheeks are right now.
Yeah, well, that's a big embarrassment for
me
Mom.
Me too.
They're both, like, beet red.
No. No, actually, this is the first time I've had a chance to listen.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now
if there's a lot of archives, I say I can go back and listen.
That's true.
I
that's true, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe select days are okay.
Yeah. Have you
select days, okay.
Susie, have you ever met his mom?
I have not met his mom, but I actually got to speak with her a lot when Franz was in jail the first time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So. I appreciate all the work that Susie did to get him out of jail.
Yeah.
No problem, anytime.
Yeah. I mean, she's the perfect one for him. I mean, look how she takes care of him, you know? He couldn't ask for more.
I know. I really couldn't.
Yeah.
I feel very fortunate since I'm on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Franz is looking like he doesn't agree over here. What's going on, baby?
Yeah, he didn't see that one coming when he came into the studio this morning.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my coworkers dared me to do it. So.
Oh, wow. And you did it.
You had to call.
Yeah.
Here's our lunchtime entertainment today.
Yeah.
Wow. Wonderful.
This is awesome.
Yeah, let me call and embarrass my son.
I'm not embarrassed.
Franzi, I was telling you yesterday to call your mother.
What's that?
I was telling you just yesterday to call your mother.
I was going to. Then you yelled at me to hurry to leave. So.
I believe that, Susie. I know that you're trying to help me out. But
Thank you.
I said I was going to call
no,
and
just,
yell at
he's me. Just very, he's always been kind of the kind of kid that he loses track of time. So.
I know. Call, I know. He loses whole months on end. sleeping.
He's done that ever since he was a baby, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you sometimes look at your son's pictures and just shake your head and go, what happened here? No, I love...
Do you mean actual photos that he takes or the photos of him?
No, of him. I mean, do you sometimes
like
think...
Like on the Midnight Riders website, wearing the orange hot pants and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know where those shorts came from. Yeah. Well, he looks like he's having a really good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he is.
Yeah. You see, lucky for us, we have mothers, you know, because otherwise, who knows who would love us, you know? But
mothers and Susie, because Susie loves everything.
I was going to say mother and Susie.
Yeah. No, Franz, your mom sounds pretty hot. Is she pretty hot?
Oh, yeah, incredibly.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got a great phone voice.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you're pretty young, so your mom couldn't be old or anything, right?
No, at all.
Yeah, okay.
His dad's been coming out with us since his dad's been in town, and his dad looks really young, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. My dad's 48.
I consider myself really young.
Your dad's 48?
Yeah.
Are you telling me you could have been my son? Oh, my God.
If you had started practicing a little earlier, Sam, maybe.
Yeah, I'm telling you. My God. Wow. I mean, that makes me feel old, you know?
I'm only slightly younger than Suzanne.
Yeah, but your parents are young. I mean, those are young parents. Yeah.
I love that about them.
Yeah.
So we can still.
Cool. And so you call them from the office. What do you do, Franz's mom?
I'm an optician.
Optician?
I'm an ophthalmic
doctor. Oh, cool. Yeah. Let me ask you this about laser surgery. Is it pretty safe by now, would you say?
Sure. Well, it depends, I suppose, like anything, who does your surgery, but.
Yeah. No, because I used to be afraid.
Successful.
Yeah, because it hasn't been around that long, you know,
yeah.
So I don't think there's been studies on long-term effects of it, but...
I think it just depends on your ability to heal. I mean, I know my grandmother had it done, and, you know what I mean, she's much older, she's in her 80s, and her eyes, like, didn't really heal that well, and so they're very watery now in comparison to the way they used to be.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I think if, like, a much younger person had that done...
No, laser surgery, so it's cosmetic surgery, so, I mean...
Oh, is that what they consider?
You consider it cosmetic surgery?
It's not necessary.
Not cheap, but the insurance companies probably do.
Yeah, they consider it cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's optional.
Your contacts. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
for the most
sort of
part. Not always, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, now even with my glasses, you know, I have reading glasses and I have distance glasses, and even with them, I still don't see right. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I mean, it's like I can't, you know, you get older and what goes is being able to see close. Is that correct? From your experience, not you, but
yes,
customers and stuff.
People with disability.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, man.
It's
so irritating.
Annoying when
so you have to start holding things far, and people go, oh, he's old.
Well, it freaks me out when I'm driving in the car with my dad, because he's got, like, five pairs of glasses for, like, all different things. And so, like, if he's reading the GPS, he's got to take these off. And then if he's looking far away and looking for signs, he's got to take those off. And I'm like, all right, so I'm scared for those, like...
That sounds dangerous.
The 30 seconds, like, in between when you have no glasses on. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, we're all going to die.
Can you get pentafocals?
Pentafocals?
Pentafocals.
That does not sound safe.
Do those exist, Mom?
Mom?
Pardon me?
Yeah. She's not listening. She's not listening. She's bored.
Listening.
Do you want to go? We'll let you
my
go.
My phone's cutting it out.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll let you go. But thanks so much for calling. I mean, it's an
that
amazing
surprise.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. To see the look on your son's
face. I hope to meet you soon, and I'll see you, Franz. I'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I love you, Franz.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Tell your mom you love her.
I just did.
You didn't say it loud enough.
I love you, Mom.
Okay.
Good boy.
Now she knows.
And I'll see you on Tuesday.
Susie, you might as well put a fucking leash on him and lead him where you want to go.
Well, hey. Nothing else would get done ever if I didn't, so. Yeah. That's why our relationship works, right, babe?
I don't not agree.
Wait, what?
You don't not agree. Okay. Let me ask you this, Franz. what I'm curious about is this. I mean, you have a gorgeous girlfriend and everything, and yet she tells us that sometimes you stray. So my question is, why? Okay, you have a nice meal at home. Why would you go and look for other pussy?
Well, I didn't stray. We were broken up for 2 weeks at that point.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So she, however...
Yeah.
Did.
Oh, okay.
I am not going around sleeping with other people.
Oh, but you do everything else.
No, I just kissed the boy. Oh. And then I realized I didn't like kissing the boy. I liked kissing Franz.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If my chick did that to me, I would be fine with that. Then I would go... I mean, I would go and cheat as well.
I didn't mind.
Yeah.
You didn't mind?
Oh.
No, but
I
went
was
and,
livid for... Yeah. Few minutes.
For like 5 minutes. Yeah. You know, it takes so much to get a reaction out of him.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
And then there's the guest that you had on, the guy with the big dick.
Yes.
That guy's all lying. But he sends her text messages all the time now.
Really? Yeah, and you know, though, that guys that talk about having a big dick usually don't.
Well, they may. Know? It's just that they're huge dicks themselves.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck he has, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But the point is that just like if somebody goes around saying, I've got money,
yeah.
People that have money do not do that.
Right.
You know? So, so I think that's the same case here.
I agree.
But who cares, really? I mean, that's the point.
Yeah.
But he still texts Susie. You see, the thing is, I would not blame him. I would blame Susie.
Yeah.
Just like,
I don't blame him. I don't really care about him.
Yeah.
Susie
was irritated at the girl that was screwing her ex-boyfriend, right? Now, why would you get mad at her? Get mad at him. She's not in your life.
Well, initially, the very first time... the three of us were living together when this first started happening, and I was dating him, and she was my best friend.
Right.
And then I found out that they were sleeping together behind my back while he was my boyfriend.
Oh, I see.
And while she was apparently my best friend.
Yeah.
You know, that's not very good behavior from either people. And so anyway, years go by, and I lived with this other girl. And so she knew the whole story about the other two and how awful they were and how they treated me. Mm-hmm. And so... I just don't think that you should go and, you know, it's fine if she wants to go and sleep with an ex-boyfriend, but she knows what kind of, like, awful moral character this person has.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in turn, went and, like, spread rumors about her around town as soon as she had slept with him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like a shitty and shady thing to do from all parties involved.
Yeah. You see, I just don't think it's fair to be mad at the third person because they sort of, like, get into the picture... You know, they don't know what the fuck's going on. You know, they meet a guy.
Well,
or something,
she learned the hard way because he started telling everyone around town that she had this like rotten stench between her legs, and so now no one in town wants to sleep with her.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying in your case it's a little different because you knew her very well. I mean, she was a best friend.
Yes,
but I just mean in general. You know, like if Franz picked up somebody and had sex with her, you can't go to her and blame her.
Well,
the girl that he
hooked up with while we were broken up. Is someone that the very next day, Franz and I, the very next day we had gotten back together again, because we break up all the time. We always have these fights. Therefore, when we're broken up, I don't really think that we're broken up. It's just kind of like, you know.
We haven't seen each other in a while, and you kicked me out for 2 weeks.
I always kick you out, because you drive me nuts.
You kicked me out for an hour, though.
Anyway, so...
We were broken up.
So, you know, I was telling you how we had that that Taser share cut party, when we got either tased or had the back of our head shaved.
Yeah, that was the first time you were here.
Yes.
You were over here, yeah.
And so... The day before, I was holding hands with the girl that he had been hooking up with, and she knew who I was, and we were both part of the biking community, and so we're holding hands together, getting our heads shaved. Meanwhile, she's been sleeping with my boyfriend.
Why were you holding hands with her, first of all?
Because I was having my head shaved by someone who was wasted, and I was freaked out, and I was scared that they were going to do something, like, awful.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what they were going to do. They could have, like, gone and, like, shaved all the way up the top, or they could have, like, pulled a Britney and...
Yeah, so she knowingly... I mean, she knew you guys were together and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well... We weren't together, though.
Okay.
But people know
that's
our,
what you told
people
her.
Know our dynamic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the biking community. And so therefore they should know.
I wouldn't blame her. You'd have to blame me. Yeah.
And besides, you know, it's not even
oh,
the
I do
point.
Blame you.
I mean, you know what, even if you've been broken up for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's still not the right time for her to make a move, you know. But
I don't know. She didn't make the move.
She was a virgin.
But she went along with.
Wow.
And she was a virgin. So, you know, it's naturally she would have like
according
this.
According to whom?
According to... Oh, it
to
gets,
her.
No, okay. Franz left up a message on his Facebook, and there was a message from another girl, like, claiming that Franz had, like, taken her virginity and blah, 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 blah. Mm. And so then I asked him, and he's like, okay, yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. And so now all of a sudden he sleeps with a virgin, a younger virgin, and all of a sudden, you know, wouldn't you expect this girl to be attached to him?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all of a sudden, he's getting phone calls from her every single day. Mm. Like, 5 times a day. At 6 in the morning, at 5 in the morning, at 2 in the morning.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Well, we ride together all the time. She hangs out with us.
I know.
Well,
I'm home sleeping.
She's at every event.
He's out riding. He's riding bicycles with her until 6 in the morning.
I think you guys
should be
friends.
I am friends with her.
I'm friends with her, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. If I've ever seen a fucking dysfunctional relationship, this is it, you know? I mean, you know, in a normal relationship, people wouldn't even be discussing this. They would have been broken up a long time ago. You know, if one of you strays or something, I mean, fuck, you know, even if you're broken up, I don't know. I mean, because you guys do break up a lot and get back, you know, so it's not like you can say, well, you know, we're never going to be back together, so I'm going to go and sleep around, you know.
She's thrown all
but
my
you guys
on
tolerate each
I
other.
I do that every
That's
day.
That's the point. Yeah. You guys tolerate each other. That's the bottom line. I mean, you tend to, like, overlook all these things and get back together. So you must have something special here, you know.
Franz, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's positive or not, but it's something special.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't have much to say about that. Okay.
Do you see his bracelet that he's wearing on his left arm?
No, what's that bracelet?
It says my name and a number.
It's a hospital bracelet.
Kind of.
Because he's very sick.
And it looks like it's been there for 3 years or something.
It's I mean, jail bracelet.
It's been there since we started dating.
Yep, since I bailed him out of jail. That's the one that the jail person couldn't put on correctly, and he got the obstruction of justice charge for.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Sheriff.
So you're keeping it as a reminder that you shouldn't be doing those things.
Mm-hmm. No, it's more of a, I don't care for the sheriff's department. Oh. Reminder of my hatred for them.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Now, why
yes,
do you hate them? Why do you hate them?
I think they're inept and that's about it. They're mean people. They're not. They're not nice.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this: if you were a cop, let's mm-hmm. say, right, would you be nice to people?
I'd imagine I would at least give them respect.
Right, but if you didn't
be nice
know,
to them.
Right, but if you didn't know who you're talking to, I mean, yeah, everybody you talk to could pull out a gun and shoot you.
That's true.
Right? Okay.
So it can also happen when you're going through East LA or Central LA or.
Right. Right. But this is yeah. But this is a cop. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
so
the cop has
cops,
to be
so.
Yeah, and the cop has to be suspicious of everybody, right? So it's not their job to be nice. It's not their job to be nice. It's their job to be stern and tough. You know,
nice, respectful, I suppose.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no respect whenever I deal with the police.
None. Yeah.
Why do you think?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Well, usually it's because you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Why do you even deal with the police? I mean, I've never dealt with the police in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got pulled out of a crowd earlier on Saturday.
Just on Saturday.
Just on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm one of 450 people.
Right. So why did they pick you?
I had an open beer can. But so did 300 people around me.
You see, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to have a serious conversation here or not?
I'd love to.
Okay, you had a fucking beer in your hand.
I understand I was doing something illegal.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want him to do? Oh, mister, please, would you step over here? Let me hold
you
by
the
hand.
No, just ask me to step
him.
Over there.
Yeah.
And don't threaten me with jail time for an open container law.
Okay.
Or threaten to arrest me.
But why not? Why
why
not?
Why would you?
Because you...
It's a ticketable offense. You can let
yeah.
write the ticket and
okay,
fine.
So what did he do instead?
He just threatened to send me to jail constantly.
Okay. So why? Why do you think he did? Were you objecting?
No.
No?
I knew I was going to get
you
the ticket.
You resisting?
I just let him, no, not at all.
No.
When I get the tickets, I'm very...
He goes very easily.
Just yeah. let... Because you can fight it in court, or you just fight it with time.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. I'll just get to take the ticket and mm-hmm. wait for it to...
Yeah.
You know.
Don't tell me you're going to freaking wait this one out. You need to pay it and get
no,
it
no,
over
No, it's
with.
Not about waiting for it to go away. You wait, and then you do... There's a process.
Yeah.
The process is his mom ends up getting the tickets in the mail, and then she has to pay for them.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. You see, I don't understand, because my daughter always goes, I hate cops, I hate cops. And I ask her why, and it's like, the point is that, you know, people don't like cops because they don't let them get away with shit.
No, I understand. I don't have a problem with them stopping me. Right. I have a problem with disrespect when they do talk to me. Mm-hmm. That's the issue.
Well, maybe you had a couple bad apples, you know, but it doesn't mean all of them are like that, you know.
I've dealt with a lot of... the only people who have messed with me in my entirety.
You see, you can't win this argument, because if you say you've been through it a lot, then you've got a problem.
Right.
You
know? I mean, I do a lot of illegal things.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, but and then you get pissed because the cops bust you.
All they have to do is give me... the things I do are not terrible things. I have open container. I have going through stop signs. That's
on a bicycle.
Because I ride a bike, so... Right. Yeah. It's a lot of stop signs, a lot of red lights in the middle of the night when no one's around.
Right.
My bike doesn't trip.
Okay, but obviously you do get caught every time, so maybe you should learn something.
I do it tens of thousands of times before I'm caught once. Right. So it makes it worth it. Just that.
But you're not only caught once. I mean, you said you've been involved with the police more.
I mean,
than
I do it tens of thousands of times before I'm caught once. So I that see, means I'm doing it.
20s and 30s of thousands
50,000
of times.
Times a year. You see.
Yeah. Well, eventually you get caught. I mean, that's...
I understand
you know,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
So, you know, I don't know. I, for one, I think cops are a good thing, you know. I'm not saying all of them are nice. But then again, I don't think they're paid to be nice. They're paid to protect us. They have to be very tough. I think if I pulled somebody over, I would be concerned that they would pull something out at me. Everybody is a potential criminal. Out there.
Have you ever gotten a traffic ticket?
Yes.
Nothing? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I got a traffic ticket for running a red light. Mm-hmm. Within 2 minutes, I had my hands up behind my back, and I was being searched because I was on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you in a car?
No.
Well, but there was no other reason for them to do that. He threatened to send me to jail when I said I didn't have a California ID because mm-hmm. I have a New York license.
But why did they stop you in the first place?
Red light. Yeah.
Okay, red light, and then... Okay, so he threatened you with jail.
He was grabbing my hands to cuff me. Mm-hmm. This is after he had already had my hands behind my back and searching me.
Right.
So he took out his cuffs, and I said, I had an ID. I started yelling it over and over again because I was in a crowd of people at that point.
You see, I can't imagine if it's just a ticketable offense that they would put handcuffs on.
I'd imagine you can't imagine it. You can't imagine it until you see it. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, LA cops are pretty bad, you know, but I mean, I'm talking in general about police. I'm grateful to have them around, you know. I don't know about you.
I understand the use of a police force, but it's just the people who it attracts are not usually the most respectful of the actual laws.
Right.
There are people, you know, that people who are, you know, always picked on in school, and now they want to, you know, they want to have some control and some power
absolutely.
In their life. So they get the training, they get the uniform, they get the gun, and then they use it.
It is a power trip, you know. Even the guys that give like parking tickets, you can see it's a power trip.
I hate them. I had this one guy. I was standing in my kitchen, like in my underwear and like a tank top, like cooking eggs, and I totally forgot to move my car, which was right across the street. I was like looking at it for the street sweeping, and so all of a sudden I see the guy come over, and it's like 1 minute past noon, and I run out like literally in my underwear with the frying pan in my hand. I'm like, oh, no, please, give me 1 minute. I'll move the car right now. And he was this big man. He's like, oh, no, get back, Missy. Everyone's getting it today. And I'm like, what? What do you mean everyone's getting it today? And he's like, some guy just threw a tomato at my head. And I was like, well, that's kind of funny. You probably deserved it, you asshole. he went and he wrote me a ticket, and then I moved my car again after the street sweeper came. Mm-hmm. And he came back and wrote me another ticket. Wow. He gave me two tickets in one day.
I think that's a separate issue. Because you're doing something that's illegal, just like what I said. Well, I don't mind getting the
tickets. You're supposed to move your car from 12 to 1 so the street sweeper can come. Once the street sweeper comes, if it's 12:55, I don't think there should be a problem with parking there.
Well, they make multiple passes, too.
Yeah.
You never know.
But you said, I don't think there should be. It's not up to you to think about that. They decide it, you know? I mean, you know,
and
I got really pissed.
And those people should be on bicycles because it's a waste
of...
That's
true.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a total waste.
But you know, it's like, okay, I remember one time I ran into Starbucks. I parked partly in the red zone, right? I swear to you, not even 3 minutes, okay? It was just like a drip coffee, just go in and out.
$75.
$75? It was a fucking bus zone. $250 fucking dollars, you know? Right. And I was really pissed. But you know what people were telling me? They said, you broke the fucking law. And that's it, you know? You can't argue with, like, how high the fucking fine is. It's not up to you. You know, don't break the fucking law.
For a bus.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
But yeah. So, you know, I mean, you're going to do something illegal, you can expect to get busted. And that's just the way it goes, you know? Yeah. And as I said, you know, I don't know. When I've gotten – the only time I ever came in touch with the police is traffic tickets. And they've always been very gracious with me. I don't know.
They treat you completely different when you're on a bicycle.
Really?
Just because there's more contact. Yeah, everyone treats you differently when you're on a bicycle.
Wow.
There's a completely different level of contact when you're both out on
the
street.
That's true. That's true. Wow. Which I wouldn't even think they'd waste their time on bike riders. You
wouldn't
know?
Think so.
Yeah.
Especially since we're not usually doing too much damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't really kill anyone.
Yeah.
Except ourselves.
Yeah.
And especially since I'm almost killed 10 times a day on a bicycle, and then I have to deal with the police officers pulling me over for a stop sign.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Yeah. No, that's true. Mm. That's true, you know. But,
I don't know. What,
maybe you have a little cloud over your head or something everywhere you go.
Yeah? It's all right.
That's why he stays inside most of the time.
Exactly.
That's why he doesn't like to leave ever.
Except if there were a cloud, maybe I'd go outside more. It's too bright out in Southern California.
Oh, my goodness. Why do you live in California then?
I don't know. Craig told me to come out here, and I did. So
you just listen to other people and just blindly do what they say.
I just went along with it. Why not?
Yeah.
It seemed like fun.
So how was your night?
How was my night? Oh, you know
what? Tell me you did something fun and exciting.
My life is just not fucking exciting, Susie. And, you know, my wife's back, and we haven't had a chance yet to really sit down and talk. She's been sleeping off all her jet lag, you know.
She's been back for like a week now.
I know, but she's still fucking tired all the time. You know, you got to remember, this is halfway across the world. I mean,
she needs to suck it up and stay up until her usual bedtime one night.
She tries. That's what I usually do, you know, so I don't have bad jet lag.
I just give myself one day, usually, exactly. And I force myself to get over it.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do, judge somebody for being tired? I don't know. But, and then I've just been working. Nothing exciting at all. At all. And it really sucks because I really want to start, I think now with the assistant and everything, I'm going to start going out more to comedy clubs and music clubs and things like that.
Well,
I really
the highlight
that.
Of your weekend should be the Chihuahua movies coming out.
Oh, is it really? Oh, man, no. You know I'm not going to go see it, but I would love to.
Oh, I saw the bulletin board or the billboard for it when Franz and I were driving down here today.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go just to spite you. I'm
going to go. I told Franz that you were like really excited to see that movie, and he was like, no, he's not. Please tell me you're lying. And I was like, nope.
I'm not excited. I just think it's funny. You know? All these chihuahuas, you know? I mean, if you like chihuahuas, you could probably relate to
I love chihuahuas, but this movie is just ludicrous.
You don't know that. You haven't seen it yet.
I know. Trust me, I know. I saw the preview. I saw the, what do you call it, the trailer for it or whatever.
I'm willing to bet you the movie's going to do pretty well.
You know? Okay, I will
even
bet
though
you,
it's a stupid movie,
right
probably.
Now, it will not do well.
Okay, it's probably a stupid movie, but it'll do well because people love chihuahuas. You know, people love dogs. It's just families.
I find that
most people hate
chihuahuas overall.
Yeah, but they've become the in thing lately.
They're the in thing, but now they're the out thing again.
Yeah.
Which sucks for everyone that has a chihuahua, and now they're stuck with it for another, like, 15 years, because little dogs live for a million fucking years.
Yeah, they do
sure
live
we'll
long.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. But they're cute. I don't know. I love chihuahuas.
I know.
They're really cool. All right, well, let's take a little break, okay? And maybe Franz needs... you didn't get any coffee or any water or anything.
I don't drink coffee.
No?
I try not to.
What do you drink in the morning?
Tecate.
He actually had a beer on the way here.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Cool. Sounds good to me.
I never wake this early unless I haven't gone to sleep yet.
So. Really? Wow.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
Susie actually made me, so. That's what she's not telling you.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, Mom and Dad, want your preschooler to grow up as smart as the governor of Alaska? It's easy with Speak and Spelling.
Spell dinner. M-O-O-S-E. Moose. Correct. Now spell neighbor. R-U-S-S-I-A. Russia. Correct.
Speak and Spelling. The must-have children's toy of the election season.
Now spell Charlie Gibson. LIBERALATTACKDOG. Liberal attack dog. Oh, that was a hard one. You're really getting good out at this.
Speaking Spalen. Available at fine toy stores like GOP Schwartz.
If you're fed up with lame, uninspired talk radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for reverent, entertaining, and cool talk.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this
with Franz in the studio. Now, why do you call him the Franz?
I don't know.
Is it like the Fonz?
It's like the Fonz, and he's also just such a character. I think the title is just fitting.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
What do you think about that, Franz?
That's fine. I guess I have an outward personality that people recognize me as. So.
I mean, but the reference was from the Fonz?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to love the Fonz, now I can't even say it. The Fonz or the Franz? The Franz. From Happy Days. I watched it when I was a little
cool.
kid. I actually have this mug of the Franz that I got at a garage sale. It's got a picture of him. It was like a quarter back in the day, and I was so excited about it. I actually found it at my dad's house in Vegas. For some reason, he had it shipped out with all of his other crap, and I was like, that's where this thing went.
Yeah.
And so I meant to steal it and give it back, or give it to Franzi, and just kind of, I don't know, edit the mug and make it the Franz instead.
I know. I love the Franz. But you see, that was popular like in the mid-70s when I came to this country. So, I mean, there's posters all over of the Franz and Vinnie Barbarino from Welcome Back, Carter, right? So, you know, the John Travolta character. So, these posters were like fucking everywhere.
Really?
And I'm like, who is this guy, you know? So then I started watching and I loved it, you know? It was just very funny, you know,
it is,
and very
really
American,
is.
You know, like American graffiti type of a thing, you
mm-hmm.
know. It's really cool.
Why would you leave Israel in the 70s?
It was, well, my dad actually talked me into it, but...
He didn't want to join the military.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the case at all. My dad didn't want me to join the military. Oh. But no, that wasn't the case. It's just that my parents wanted to move here, and this was sort of like one foot in the door, and that was a time when I was having a lot of fighting with my dad. You know, I was 16 years
Wait,
old.
Wait, so your parents came here with you?
No, they sent me first as like one foot in the door sort of a thing.
Oh.
You know, and... yeah, I mean, you want to talk about cops and stuff, and the reason I'm bringing it up, because the straw that broke the camel's back for my dad was when my cousin came to pick me up on his, like, motorcycle, but this is a motorcycle like a fucking moped almost.
Yeah,
like a Vespa kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, so, like a Vespa, but different,
okay.
You know? It looks more like a regular bike, but it's skinny and stuff, you know? It's just like, in Europe, they ride those a lot. So, and it's somewhere between a bicycle and a motorcycle.
Okay.
All right. So at any rate, he had his license suspended or something, I guess. I don't know. But he came to pick me up, and I'm sitting in the back of, you know, as the rider, and not even, you know, 30 yards we're riding, and this police car pulls up next to us. And they ask him for the license, and he doesn't have it. They put us in the fucking police car and take us to fucking juvie, okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and, well, first they took us to the normal police station, calling us fucking murderers and shit.
Calling you murderers?
Yeah, and I'm fucking 15 years old, you know? I mean, what the fuck? So then they took me to juvie, and they called my dad, and he had to come, and he was so fucking pissed. He was so fucking pissed.
Oh, man.
And he just said, you know what? I can't deal with this fucking thing anymore. And that was just like the one final nail that you know, it's like, okay, why don't you go to the United States? Because I dropped out of school at 15, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yeah, I went to a shitty school and stuff, so I went and got a job instead. And
your parents were okay with that?
No. I mean, my dad wasn't speaking to me for like 2 months.
Oh.
And...
what'd you get a job doing at 15?
At a deli, you know, like a counter deli, you know, where you make sandwiches and stuff. Yeah, that's what I did.
I'm hungry. I want a sandwich.
And you can imagine at 15, it's the best. Everybody's in school and you're out working and shit, you know.
But what are you going to be with your friends? Because all your friends are in school, aren't they?
Yeah, but they were jealous of me. They would come after school the place, you know.
Wow.
And yeah, it just kind of makes you feel older, you know. At 15, you want to feel older, you know. So,
when I was 15,
You want to talk about cops, okay? Now that is fucking ludicrous, okay? That's fucking ludicrous, and that's on a, you know, on a moped. Mm-hmm. So, I'm telling you, you compare any country to this country, and this is paradise, you know. Everything we complain about here, like high taxes and shit, go to Europe and see 50% tax on everybody, you know.
Wow.
Income taxes. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a very lot. Scandinavian country.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think all these European artists from the 70s and 80s moved to the United States? Because they were getting taxed like 70% in the UK. So they just, they all fled here.
Don't report your income. That's what I don't do.
Yeah.
My dad just finished doing my tax return for me, and he had to call me, and he's like, do you know you only had $3,000 in reportable income last year? And I was like, oops.
Yeah.
I'm like, did I really? That much?
You know what? I always do the taxes, like, I mean, I even get the tax software before the end of the year, right? Getting ready and everything.
Before
as
April
soon
14th?
As I get, before January 1st.
Ah.
Yeah. And because they have the tax software out there in November already. So I always get that, and as soon as I get my last W-2, bam, I file it, right? This time, not only did I get a fucking extension, but it's almost due, and I'm still putting it off the fucking thing.
Why? You know, why are you putting it off so long?
Because I don't have time, Susie. But I have to fucking do this. I sure don't want
to
get
in
trouble
with
that.
Give it to your dad. Have your dad do it.
I know.
That's what dads are for.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Everybody comes to me to do it, you know, for them.
No, so. I got pissed off at him this year because I usually have, like, various friends and things that, you know, are brilliant with taxes and things like that.
Yeah.
Like my friend Scott back in Massachusetts. I decided a couple years back, I'm like, all right, I'm going to show my dad that I'm a big girl now, and I'm going to do my taxes all by myself. Scott, will you do my taxes? So Scott did my taxes for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, this year, you know, Scott was back in Massachusetts and I was here. And I tried to do them myself on April 13th at 11:30 at night. Uh-huh. I'm trying to, like, file these fucking taxes.
For about 10 minutes
and before I had a breakdown. And it wasn't working. I'm trying to call people on the East Coast to get, like, the numbers, the serial numbers or IDs or all these other things. And people are like, do you know what fucking time it is here? Jesus Christ, Susie. And they hang up the phone. I'm like, oh, no. And then I call my dad, and I'm like, Dad, will you help me? And he's like, no, you thought you were too good to have your dad do your taxes for 3 years, so you're on your own,
there
sweetheart.
You go.
I couldn't believe that.
Teach you a fucking lesson.
I know, but now he finally felt bad, like 6 months later, so he said, send me your taxes. So I did.
Yeah. Seriously. Is he an accountant or something?
No.
But he just knows how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's very good with all kinds of things like that.
Yeah. Have you met her parents yet?
I've met her father and his girlfriend. And
Oh, yeah. That's right. When they came to town.
And my grandmother.
No, I'd miss them when they were in town. I forgot what I was doing.
We were fighting.
Yeah. She was fighting.
So where'd you meet him? Like in Vegas or something?
Yeah, we went to Vegas when we went on our first road trip. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest road trips ever.
Cool.
It was one of the greatest road trips ever.
Really? Where did you guys go?
We had so much fun. I got drunk and I missed my plane to the Caribbean for my spring break.
She didn't miss her flight.
Yeah.
What do you mean I didn't miss it?
She
I did miss
her
it.
Flight.
I did miss it. I didn't
she
get on it.
She skipped it. We were at the airport. I drove her to the airport. She was drinking. She got so nervous that she just said, no, I'm not. I can't go. I just can't go.
Really?
So she had me drive her home. I said, you can't. We had dating for just a few weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was overwhelmed. What do you mean you don't want to go to the Caribbean for 2 weeks? Are you insane? It's a free vacation. It was paid for. And she said, no, I don't want to go. Take me home now.
Wow. Susie, what happened there?
So she said, well, we'll go on a road trip. I said, oh, okay.
So I decided, okay, I didn't miss the plane. I decided not to go on the plane.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
She got nervous. She always gets nervous when she gets to the airport.
Nervous going to the Caribbean?
What?
Nervous going to the Caribbean?
You know, it's more the airport. I hate the process of actually getting somewhere. I have all these trips planned, like, in my life and all these places that I want to go. And, you know, once I'm there, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But the process of actually getting there, I can't tell you. I freak out.
Same thing with Australia, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with the trip to Australia.
Yeah, when she did that with Australia and ended up staying in L.A.
Yeah.
Yep. But I don't know. But yeah, so our road trip, I ended up going home that night with Franz and not going to the Caribbean, and we packed my little car, and we drove to Vegas, and Franz met my dad and his girlfriend for the first time there.
Call me the beau de jour.
Oh, yeah, so that was so awful. I asked my dad to, like, take us around his job site and, right. You know, show us what he's building. And so my dad's bringing me around, and he's introducing me as, this is my nasty daughter. And I was like, excuse me? And then, you know, I'm like, Dad, finally, I'm like, that's not really nice. Like, why are you introducing me as your nasty daughter? And so finally he goes and introduces me to some other guy. Yeah, hey, Joe, this is my daughter. Oh, the doctor? And I'm like, fuck you, Dad. I was like, so either I'm the you've got the nasty daughter and you've got the doctor. Uh-huh. I was like, is that how you think of the two of us? I was like, you are such a jerk. And so then my dad goes up to introduce Franz. Yeah, this is my nasty daughter and her beau de jour. And so Franz looks like he's going to cry.
I didn't.
He's like, really? Yeah. I'm the
beau de jour? It's a place, it's a bad place to be, you know? I mean, you feel uncomfortable with the family as it is, you know? You're nervous and everything. And then to hear all these things, yeah.
It didn't really bother me. No. I imagine. It was more of a comment on Suzanne, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents don't usually bother to remember any boyfriend's name ever because they don't think they'll last till the end of the week.
Day, apparently.
Or day.
Yeah.
But so after that, we stayed in Vegas for, I don't know, a night, and then we took off to Salt Lake City and went to visit two of Franzi's friends. Yep. And then we went and bought camping gear, and we went to Moab, which is in Utah.
At
one of
REI.
The national parks.
Thank you for sponsoring our trip, REI.
Yes, REI. Because they've got a wonderful return policy, so we bought all new camping gear, went camping, and then we returned it all.
Oh, very nice.
Not all of it.
I think everybody's been guilty of these things, you know?
I was so embarrassed doing that. I didn't know that you could actually do that, because they have, like, a don't ask policy, like 100% return.
Right.
And so Franz is telling me about this, and I was like, I can't, you know, in, like, my right mind, do that. I was like, I will feel like such a schmuck going back to the store and returning all this camping stuff after using it once. Yeah. And he's like, don't. And so I still felt awful, you know, going back to return. The guy's like, so what's wrong with it? And I'm like, oh, well, the sleeping mat wasn't so nice. And, you know, the sleeping bag, yeah, not so good. The tent, yeah, shitty tent. I hate this tent.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't actually like any of the things we bought except for that sleeping bag. And I think you kept that.
Yes, okay, so I kept one thing.
Yeah. But you shouldn't feel bad. I mean, do you think anybody in that store really cares?
That's the point.
Yeah. I mean, there's no owner there or anything, you know. It's just it's a
corporate
cooperative. Yeah, exactly. Big corporation. It's part of their business is to have returns, you know. It's cost of doing business.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, we have lots of friends who work there.
They
can talk to them.
They don't have trouble sticking it to you when they price it. You know, so.
Okay, good point. Again, you know, it goes back to like yesterday with my car, you know, when I'm like, you know, cheating the used car people. Like, I felt badly doing that. I felt badly having my, you know, my buttons like reset.
Yeah.
And giving them like my lemon of a car. I was like, this is so dishonest. I don't feel good about this. I just,
well,
I don't know.
Kind of worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is worse. Yeah.
You, yesterday you said it was fine and that I shouldn't have felt bad and that you used to be a car salesman.
I try to make you feel good.
Thank
you.
No,
I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm an awful person over here.
Same.
I returned camping gear and I traded in my car that was going to blow up. It is true. Anyway, so after that, then we went to Colorado on this wonderful road trip. And from there, we went to visit some of my, or Janique, actually.
Right.
We went to visit her.
I got to meet her for the first time.
Yeah, he actually didn't get to meet her in the best of light. Because she had been up taking ecstasy and tripping on acid all night.
Oh my God.
So, and she was wasted. So when he met her, she was throwing up all over him. And
We went out to get alcohol, and she had no idea where we were. She was in the car. She threw my phone across the car, and we got alcohol. She opens the door and just throws up everywhere.
You see, to me, it's like when someone is when a woman is inebriated, it's a big turnoff for me because they behave like stupid, you know. I mean, they really
Well, when I'm inebriated, I behave wonderfully, splendidly.
Yeah.
I'm
sure.
So I got a phone call from her yesterday. She's like, hey, Suze, I'm on the couch drinking a beer. This is after the show. Uh-huh. And I got a call from her being like, hey, Suze, I'm on my way to alcohol class for her DUI. And I'm like, oh, geez. So she's not drinking. She's got her life under control right now.
Cool.
But,
yeah. Well, we should hope so, you know.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another short break because our guest is in the studio, and we'll be back right after this.
Laughed at me. They said you never change. places, but I check the app. When I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
All right. And we got a full house.
Yes.
We have a guest. Oh, there we go with that microphone again. Hold on.
I love it when we have the round table going on here.
I know. I thought we fixed this goddamn thing.
Did we?
There we go. Are we okay. There? Yeah. Okay, well, you see, I'm not here enough, so I don't fix things.
Why don't we put a little cot in the corner, Sam?
Yeah. So we got a guest in the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mike Pingle, and I'm in studio.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Finally, I had to postpone you, a couple times, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I forgot.
You see, that's what radio is, you know. But
you were sick, I think, one day.
Yes.
Yeah, she was sick, and then another. Yeah, so all kinds of things. But so are you an L.A. native, or did you move here from New York?
No, I moved here from, I moved here from D.C., actually. I was college from there, and then moved here to become a huge actor, and you can see how that's worked out. But
you're getting there.
Getting there. So that, and then I just, I was a huge Charlie's Angels fan.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird, because that turned into collecting, and I started a website, and of course that is.
Yeah. You know what? We've got too much noise here. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hold on
just a second. I don't know what people
are doing. You can switch with me.
There you go. That's better, right?
Is that better?
Yeah. That's better. Now there's no noise. Okay, cool.
He can switch with Franz if he wants.
Okay, so that obviously dates you a little bit, being a big fan
really
of Charlie's
old.
Angels. Now, the Charlie's Angels was like in the mid-70s, if you remember, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I remember it started like, 76?
76?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Went to 81.
Yeah. You see, that was an exciting time in my life because I came to this country in 76, and I was sort of like exposed to all this culture, you know? So we were just talking about Happy Days and, you know, and that sort of thing. So
Happy
Charlie's
Days,
Angels.
Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy. And,
there you go, all those.
All the great 70s sitcoms.
For Susie, for Susie, that's ancient history.
No, I love this stuff, though.
No, but you hadn't even been born yet.
It doesn't matter. I know all about it.
I know.
Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Knight brought a lot of those things back, especially with
Starsky and Hutch and Chips and all those series, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you have Wonder Woman and you have Bionic Woman and
that's right, $6 Million Man and stuff. So so you were obviously a big fan of Charlie's Angels.
Huge.
Right.
Huge. So huge. And my friends now tell me when they would come over for Thanksgiving, I would have them watch the show.
Really?
I was like, was I that much of a geek when I was even, you know, in high school?
So you were in your teens, obviously, at that time, right?
When the show came out, I was 8.
Oh, really?
So I was a youngling. And
you were allowed to watch it at that age?
Only half an hour.
Yeah.
Unless we had a babysitter and we were just fooler and so we could watch this whole show, but...
Did they allow you to have the Farrah Fawcett poster with the nipples and stuff?
No.
No,
actually,
huh?
I didn't have it. I thought that was a little too risque when I was a kid.
Even
so,
for you, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just had her Paisley poster. But, which he kind of looks naked in, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
But Cheryl Ladd was my favorite, so I had most of her posters when I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, she was so hot. You know, she was the Pam Anderson of the era, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, now when you look at her, my God, you know? And I know a lot of it's because of what? Cancer and things like that? Or did she just get old?
Probably a combination of things.
I thought she was like sick and had...
With Farrah herself, I know that she is very much a purist and she doesn't want to do anything with her skin or as far as plastic surgery and that kind of stuff. So she's,
good for her. She's aging gracefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, of course, if you look at what the paparazzi takes and what National Enquirer and all those people do, they take the worst picture of everything they can do and stretch it or do whatever they have to do to make it look worse. And she looks fabulous. I've seen her many times. I used to work for her, so.
Yeah. So, so you like the TV show. I mean, I like TV shows, too. What makes you, like, so attached to it that eventually you sit down and write a book about it? Tell us the whole... the thinking behind this.
Well, you know, that's funny. It just happened. I was doing the website. I did a newsletter, and then the next thing was to write a book. This is my second book on Charlie's Angels.
But wait a minute. Between the time the show was on and until you made a website, It's quite a few years. What happened in between? Were you like a dedicated fan?
Dedicated fan, very crazy collector. I collected a lot of stuff.
Really?
I collected the dolls. And I think a lot of it had to do with, you know, my mom and dad wouldn't let me have the dolls because I was a boy. So,
right.
You know,
wow.
I'm like, look, I have them now.
Yeah.
Hat and dresses and a lot of stuff.
What do they think now that you have all these dolls and your obsession with
they
it?
They still want me to sell it, so.
Oh, no.
What do you think you liked about the show? Was it that they were pretty and stuff, or that they were pretty and detectives? And
I think a lot of it was the adventure. I mean, it was an adventurous show. They always got into Jeopardies, and one of the angels would have to get them out. And they're beautiful. They're glamorous. And,
yes.
You know, who could go wrong with three, with Kate, Jacqueline, and Farrah all together, or Cheryl after that? So,
Or Tanya.
Tanya.
Right?
Tanya, who wrote the forward. Yeah, Tanya. We love Tanya. And then, of course, Shelley Hack, who...
Yeah, Tanya Roberts. That's Tanya Roberts, by the way. I don't know if you've ever met her or seen her. But, she was sort of popular in the 70s because she was one of the replacements on Charlie's Angels. But she wasn't a popular one, right?
Well, actually, the least popular one, who I love, of course, is Shelley Hack. But
that's right. She was on,
Shelley came on, and then she got hacked.
Susie's like, who the fuck are all these people?
Wait, I'm thinking Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu. I'm just kidding.
You mean the ones that didn't use any guns?
Yes.
They were like...
Bullshit.
Doing... backflips around Uzis and stuff.
Yeah, karate.
A little much. That raised the bar.
I actually walked out of that movie.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I was at the premiere, so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sure you went to the movie, but did you like it?
I did like it. I liked the first one better than the second one. I was a consultant on it. I went in for interviews with...
Really?
Meetings with...
So how did people find out that you're, like, so knowledgeable about this?
TV. TV, the website. I mean, I have not been a very quiet collector. So I've been out there.
I see.
I feel like, you know, I have all this crap. Let's show it to everybody, you know. And, we had a museum showing a couple of years ago in Hollywood. So, you know, I think if you collect something and you want to, you love it, you should share it. And that's how the books came about. And then, of course, my other writing of my other books. And
yeah.
Is it expensive to do all this collecting?
Yes.
What's your most expensive... you know, thing that you have.
I have a dress-up set, which has plastic high heels and a purse and sunglasses. And so that goes for about $300 to $400.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, and then there's priceless things that the angels have given me throughout the years. So
they've given it to you.
Yes.
So, yeah, so you've made it known you're the biggest fan.
Yeah,
probably.
I will be with them for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Intertwined with the angels. Which is funny because I was telling friends a long time ago when I started working with Cheryl and Farrah, and I was like, I don't collect toys anymore. I just collect the actresses now because I have all their cell numbers and I know them all. And so it's really fun.
Now, I have a personal question. So do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
No.
Or what?
No.
No? Okay, well, have you...
I'm gay.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Well, does your boyfriend...
Your gaydar is not very good.
Well, does your boyfriend, or if you've ever had a boyfriend, does he get jealous of, like, your commitment to these angels?
No, I don't... No, I haven't had a boyfriend in a while, but no, they don't really. Although it's kind of weird when people come into the house, they're like, wow.
They forget about me
because they keep looking at everything
else. Are they freaked out, though, about these things?
Some people are.
I mean, is your whole house like a shrine?
It's not a shrine. No.
I mean, I'm sure it is. You know?
No. I mean, it's very tasteful in the living room. There's the sign posters that are framed and then a lot of other pictures. But in the bedroom, you know, there's a whole... like shelving unit with stuffed with I call it pink shit, but the Charlie's
pink
Angels
shit.
Because everything is pink so it's, but no, people forget that I'm there because they start looking at things and like, oh, I remember this when I was a kid. I love the you know, the cards and the lunchbox, and I have, you know, and so it's kind of crazy how people just forget that I'm there.
Yeah.
And they, as long as they don't play with it, it's fine. They're in the packaging, mint in box, don't touch them.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, so you get to meet all the angels?
Yes.
Really?
I've worked with them. I was with them at the Emmys, Farrah, Kate, and Jacqueline, when they did the Emmys in 2006, which was like going back in the 70s to be, you know, with all three of them, and they were just like they were on the set. You know, each of them have their different personalities and how they work off each other, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so how are they holding up?
They're good.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they still look good at this age, right, and everything?
Yeah. I mean, I think they could do an episode right now. They could do one of those.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome, though? I mean,
it'd be
really
great. Angels come back in 2009.
Like, like all the angel grandmas.
Just in wheelchairs and walkers.
Yeah, and walkers. There you go. Wow, this is cool. So,
what's the book about?
The book, The Cue Guide to Charlie's Angels, is basically everything you didn't know you wanted to know
the
about Charlie's
Guide.
Angels.
Is that for questions?
It's
what's
actually
Q?
For the company. It's the Queer Guide.
Oh, okay, Angels. Cool. So they have different guides and stuff?
Yes, they have a lot of different guides.
I see, okay.
But they kind of, like, I guess, dumb it down.
And you've got it in the yellow cover, kind of like, you know, the Charlie's Angels for Dummies, or is it like part of like that part of that series? It kind of looks like that.
I don't know what they're... I had nothing to do with the cover. The covers look the same. But,
really? But the cover is awesome. I like... You see, this is a book I would buy just based on the cover, you know?
Yeah, it's Glenn Hansen did the cover artwork, yeah.
Who?
Glenn Hansen.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, I don't know him, but he did a great job.
He does a good job.
And it's like sort of a cartoon of the characters, but a really cool one. I mean, they look just like them. And a very colorful book. Yeah. So it's called The Cue Guide to Charlie's Angels by Mike Pingle. And but this is obviously not a self-published book. I mean, somebody was interested in your book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, so
everybody's interested.
Yeah. So, but let's go back a moment, Susie. I just want to see how what led to this. So you started a website before you wrote the book?
Yeah. In 1995, I actually started a newsletter called The Angelic Heaven. And... you know, it was basically really for me to get free stuff, so I could get, like, free video and DVDs, and DVDs were not really big at the time, but magazines and stuff, and then it went to online at charliesangels.com, which I own and run, and that just turned
you
into...
You own charliesangels.com? Yeah. Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you obviously, I mean, if you did this in 95, you were early on the internet and everything.
At the cutting edge,
yes.
I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Good
Who
for
knew?
You.
Who
yeah.
knew? But so after that turned into... the book, and I got to meet the angels, and it just turned into the first book, which was Angelic Heaven, the fan guide to Charlie's Angels, which was there's a lot of pictures in it. This has some pictures in it, but the other book, if you want pictures, get that one. If you want to know everything you wanted to know about Charlie's Angels, get this one. They both have
Well,
them.
Now let me ask you this. As far as the company that owns the rights to the name, they haven't given you any hard time?
No.
For having their .com?
Oh, that?
Yeah, that.
How much time do we have for that story?
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Yeah,
they,
sure. But you still
they came
you still
after
own
me.
It?
I still own it, yes.
Good for you. I like to hear when the little guy wins with these .com things. You know?
Well, the thing with the .com is I was also, you know... well known, it had been published a lot of times. I actually helped Sony with a lot of different things, and now they send me stuff to promote for their, you know, the last feature film and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a partnership now. But before that, they were like, "No, you can't have it," and I was like,
"I already do.
<That's>
I can't.
Awesome.
I'm using it."
Yeah.
So. And it's, you know, it's a positive site. It's not anything negative or slamming, and I don't have porn or anything on it. So
yeah.
That's a good
cool.
thing.
So then, so you were doing the website, and then you had another book,
yep.
you said. What was that one called?
Angelic Heaven,
Angelic
Fan Guide to Charlie's Angels. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And so you know everything about them?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty chock full of information I wouldn't need. Yeah. No one would even want to know.
Yeah.
Stuff I can't even tell you.
So are they, they're all in their 60s, right? Now, right?
Most of them are like 59, 60.
Right.
In
That's
that
what I
kind
thought.
Of area, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen, I think I've seen Jacklet Smith not too long ago and Farrah, but I don't think I've seen Kate Smith.
Kate just did an episode last year with, I think, Criminal Minds or something like that.
Yeah,
she
I
occasionally
remember
works.
Like
she, and she has
yeah.
a kid, so she is more of a mom. But yeah, they all do stuff all the time, which is funny because they never kind of fell into the realm of, you know, Three's Company or those other shows where the stars could not get away from who they were.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, everybody loved their angels. And Cheryl Ladd even told me recently that she loved that she was an angel because people who are now hiring actors or producing shows love Charlie's Angels and want to hire them for their shows.
Wow.
And so
yeah.
they're, you know, they still get a lot of work. So from us fans who are now old enough to
yeah.
hire them.
I know.
To
it's appreciate them. It's funny. Yeah. I totally forgot that Cheryl Ladd was in there. Do you know Cheryl Ladd? She's a famous actress, but...
I might recognize her face if I see it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably have seen her in Poison Ivy. Drew Barrymore pushed her off the thing and killed her.
Poison Ivy's a movie?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Drew Barrymore. You should know that one.
I don't know that movie. I do love Drew Barrymore.
Poison Ivy. I haven't seen it, but I remember the movie.
But you got hurt this weekend, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So
head
I mean,
injury.
And I've been a head wound.
Yeah. So there you go. That's probably the reason why.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't rationalize it for her, okay?
Yeah. What's my excuse the rest of the time?
I know. She's like, why did I even come in today? This is totally about another era.
No, I love learning about new things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool. So let's ask you some trivia about Charlie's Angels. How many episodes have they made altogether?
109 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it?
So that's what, like almost 10 seasons,
that's 5
no?
years.
Isn't it like 13 episodes a season?
About 22 a season.
Oh, 22
a
season.
It was on for 5 years, yeah.
Wow.
The last year only had 18.
Yeah.
So it was a little
So what is the 13? Is that for sitcoms and stuff? Do they have 13 weeks?
Usually 13 is for shows that come in. It used to be like half a season or 13 shows.
Right.
Now, you know, with cable, people can... You know, they can do 6 shows and call it a season now.
I see.
So it's,
I know, I hate that.
You can buy a DVD for $30 for 4 episodes.
Right? Yeah.
Wow. You better like the show.
Well, that's a lot of episodes. So 5 years, and they were...
5 years.
And they were, what, in the top 10 probably doing the whole time,
the
right?
The first 3, they were in the top 10. The 4th year, they dropped in the top 20. And the 5th year, they just dropped off.
Wow.
Aww.
But TV was changing. You know, there was Dynasty and Dallas that were coming in. It was the whole different genre of television was happening with soap operas on evening television. So.
I learned about Dynasty yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah. What did you learn about Dynasty?
She thought it was a 90210 for our generation. I told her, no, it was a soap opera with older people.
It was older people running around doing catfights in water.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was a fun show.
Yeah, Joan Collins is Alexis. I mean, that was awesome. Susie, you need to get into that, okay? You like nostalgia and stuff.
I know. No, I mean, I just need more time.
It's scary to call the 70s nostalgia, though.
I know.
It seems like just yesterday.
Yeah, especially, you know, time is ticking and I'm getting up there in age.
So. I'm 26 and I feel ancient. I'm pushing 30 over here, guys. And, and you guys are making me feel young, so
26,
thank you.
He's pushing 30,
please.
My God.
I remember when I was 26.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the time. That
years
was the
ago.
Life. Yeah, I know. So so let me ask you this. We know Farrah has been through several men, right? She had Lee Majors.
Yes.
Who was a $6 million man, who you don't know who the fuck it is, right?
I've heard the name.
The Fall Guy? Do you ever see The Fall Guy, the TV show?
No, she wasn't. She hadn't been born yet.
Oh, jeez. When were you born?
82.
Oh, my God. I was graduated from college by that point.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, way. No. Yeah, no way.
Well, you're remarkable.
No,
I was wrong. No,
yeah.
I wasn't.
I was going to say, you're
I'm
remarkably
so old,
well preserved.
Yeah.
I've turned 40.
No, you're 8 years younger than me, so I figured, yeah,
so
you weren't in college
at
yet.
That point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Purple Rain error.
Yeah.
Prince, do you know
yes,
Prince?
Yes, I know this. I know this one. I got that one, okay, guys?
What was your favorite TV show when you grew up?
Definitely 90210.
90210. Do you like the new one that just came out?
I have not had a chance to see it yet, but I also watched The Young and the Restless.
Yes. Yeah.
And I also like Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck is good, too.
Yes.
You see, The Young and Restless is from way back
when. I've been watching it since I was in the womb, I'm telling you. My mom got me hooked on it, through her amniotic fluid or something. I don't know.
The years of Nikki and what she's gone through. And who.
Oh, my God.
Been.
She used to be a stripper.
Yeah, she used to be a prostitute or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I know. And all of a sudden, now she's running for Senate and doing all this other bullshit.
Yeah, and she's still in love with Victor. Why? Who knows?
It's the mustache.
Is it?
It's definitely the stash.
You know that I
it's
saw...
Because he puts everybody off. He's like, I am Victor.
I am Victor.
Yeah. Do not touch me.
Oh, God.
You know, I actually saw the actor. What's his name? I always forget
Eric Braden.
His name. Yes.
We
saw him in...
He was in Wonder Woman a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We were on Montana Street in Santa Monica and eating in one of the places, and he was there.
No way.
It was cool, yeah.
And he was in Charlie's Angels.
Was he?
Was he really?
Yes.
Really?
He played a vindictive man who had these killer... secretaries killing all these CEOs off.
You've piqued my curiosity.
Ooh, really?
Wow. So, and of course, the Charlie was just a voice, you know, and it was John Forsythe who went on to be on Dynasty. Okay, so that sort of closes the circle for you.
It's
okay.
A very incestuous, tangled web we've got here.
Considering it was a spelling television show, too, yeah.
Yeah, but he had the perfect voice for Charlie.
Wait, Dynasty was a spelling?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Aaron Spelling, yeah.
God, he's been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when now he's dead.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah, he just died, yeah, like a year ago.
But what's funny is when Angels came out, John Forsythe was also doing the commercials for Budweiser.
Ah.
So he was actually probably more well-known for Budweiser at the time than Charlie's Angels.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So
And probably he was known for his voice before he became a full-fledged actor. Unless, no, he'd been an actor before,
before,
right?
He had his own TV shows, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
See, now these are things you never knew you wanted to know about Charlie's Angels.
No,
exactly.
That's what's in the book. There things you don't even... When I was writing Wonder Woman and my current book that I'm shopping right now, Brady Bunch, I just know so much. My friends were like, can you shut up?
Really?
We don't want to hear anything more yeah. about Wonder Woman. We don't care what happened in 1965, okay?
Aww. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back. Well, Wonder Woman was in the 70s also.
Yes.
So why are you saying 65?
Well, 65 is when they first had some ideas about doing the show.
Oh, really?
Kind of yeah.
And it took him that long to finally launch it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so now do you know Linda Carter? No. Okay. Franz, how about you? Do you know any of these people?
Yes.
She was pretty hot. I remember that.
No, I mean, do you remember any of these people we're talking about? I mean,
I've
the show.
I've seen Wonder Woman before.
You have?
I've never watched Charlie's Angel.
Yeah.
I've never watched Charlie's
Angel. Yeah. I watched Battlestar Galactica a lot. That was my only real...
Yeah, that was a pretty good show,
Battlestar
actually.
Battlestar was good.
Yeah. On the heels of Star Wars and everything, it was...
They got sued for that, too.
Really?
Yeah, Star Wars said it was too much like themselves.
Yeah.
I just saw all of the Star Wars for the first time this year.
Yeah.
You look horrified.
Yeah. He's like, what
did
I walk
favorite?
Into?
I don't remember any of them.
I remember I took acid and watched all of them in a row.
So. Are we talking all six of them or just three of them?
No, all six of them.
All six.
Yeah, acid lasts a long time. And then we took more. So. but up until New Year's Eve this year, or the day, New Year's Day, that's when I watched them all. Up until then, I had only seen Spaceballs. And so anytime people would make a reference to Star Wars, I'm like, oh, you mean Spaceballs? Like the one with like the barfing dog? And people are just like, oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Actually, that was true for me too. But then I turned 12 and then I actually watched Star Wars.
Okay, so add 12 years to that.
Yeah.
And,
It was actually true. I'd think of Spaceballs when people said Star Wars.
Really?
Up until you were 12.
Okay, so let's go on now. So after Charlie's Angels came Wonder Woman, and you became hooked on that.
Oh, yes. I was a fan, but I wasn't... Like, Charlie's Angels is the top, so...
Is it? Okay. So what made you decide to go on to Wonder Woman? I mean, have you collected anything from Wonder Woman as well?
Not really, no. I was just I needed to get away from Angels.
I was just going to say, your friends and family are probably all going to kill you if you like kept talking
exactly.
about them.
Exactly. If I was going to make a career in writing, I needed to branch out a bit.
Yeah.
I think I've written everything I can on Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, and I mean, and this is a passion, you know? I mean, the thing is for you still to be able to answer questions about this shit, like 30 years later, is amazing.
Yep.
You
know?
Yeah, and I wasn't even on the show, so.
Yeah, I know. But you've become like an expert. On Charlie's Angels,
yes.
Obviously. You know, I mean, people hiring to be consultant and shit.
They call me an angelologist. That's what they call
an
me.
An angelologist.
Really?
I
so,
know.
So they know
I didn't
you
make it up myself. I'm not that smart.
So you're known in those circles and stuff, right?
Yes.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. They know me. They call me. Cheryl called me for photos the other day for some show. And the photos I had taken of her personally were in some video.
Oh, really? Photos like, that you have that she doesn't,
I'm
huh?
like, you don't have the right for those. I own them, but no.
Wow.
But no, they always call me for things. Farrah's, they're doing a documentary now on her cancer, and they asked for some video stuff that I had. So, you know, they come to me now. Everybody just turns to me. I'm like,
wow. All right, so have you been able to make a living out of this in some way? I mean, in 30 years, you probably would have figured it out, right?
Occasionally, I make some cash. I mean, it's more of a passion.
I
do mostly PR, and I'm an occasional actor at times when I get hired.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
PR.
Did you go to school for writing? Is that what your passion was
I
then?
No, I went for acting.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
In D.C. or
in D.C. at American University, which is not well known for its acting, but that's where I landed, and I just did it, and it was fun. I did a lot of work there, especially outside school. We did a lot of movies and television and that kind of stuff. So I learned the business that way, and then I came out here. I'm like, I'm driving to L.A. become a huge actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was during the 90210 years, and I was not hired because I did not look 14 or 15. I looked 21, so they wouldn't hire me at all.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I say. Maybe I have a chance now. Maybe I can go do the show now.
Yeah. I know, right?
Be one of the parents.
Yeah.
You could be the new Jim Walsh.
Yeah. The basketball guy, or, you know, coach or whatever you call him.
So how did it come about to writing? Have you been a writer also? Do you have a talent for writing?
I think I have a talent. Although my friends who read my writing sometimes are like, what are you trying to say here? There's too much these. I'm dyslexic, so it's kind of not the easiest thing for me to do. But
hopefully you had a good proofreader.
Yes, I have great proofreaders, and I have great ideas. I form them very well, and but I can't talk. I have great things and a way to put things together. Sometimes it needs a little help with the words. But, yeah.
Long does it take to write a book? I mean, obviously, you didn't have to do much research by the time you did this.
When I did Charlie's Angels, it was quite boring. I was like, I cannot do this anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want
just
to
reciting
talk
the same stuff over and
try
over.
Trying to make it funner or different look at different something that I already had looked at for last 20 years.
Wow.
Wonder Woman was a lot more, Wonder Woman was a lot of fun. Although watching the shows back to back was quite a terror because, you know, the first season she's battling against the Nazis. So the one's Nazi and the second Nazi, and they all turn into one big Nazi, and then then they go to the next season. She's in the 70s, and she has beautiful hair and beautiful clothes, and then she doesn't even have her glasses on. I'm like, how does no one know that you're not Wonder Woman? You're walking around with no glasses, your hair's down like Wonder Woman. So it kind of got cheesy there, but it was funner. It was a fresh. Something fresh to write about.
It was a more innocent time, you know, in those times.
Television was much more innocent.
Yes,
definitely.
The whole country was, you know. I mean, we didn't have to deal with 9/11 bullshit, you know.
I mean,
stuff like that.
Yeah, the biggest thing was, you know, are the parents going to be in one bed or separate beds? Yeah. And that's what the big thing. Yeah. Brady Bunch, they didn't even have a toilet in the show because it was against FCC regulations. They couldn't have a toilet.
No way.
Yeah, so the Bradys never peed.
I never noticed that.
Except for one episode when I think it's Peter or Bobby flushes the toilet, and you never see the toilet, but you can hear the flush.
You can hear it. It's probably part of a joke or something.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, wow. So the third one is The Brady Bunch.
That's
what you're working on now?
The Brady Bunch is done. I'm looking for a publisher right now for it. So.
Oh. Why don't you use the same one? No?
Well.
Problems.
They had it.
Problems.
They dropped it.
Oh, they dropped it.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm sure you'll find someone else. People love the Brady Bunch. Now, you know the Brady Bunch, right?
Yes, I know the Brady Bunch.
She probably knows the ones from the movie.
I know. I actually auditioned for the most recent movie that came out when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, did you really? For which character?
For Jan. Oh. I had longer blonde hair at the time I was a kid. So, and I was living in New York.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
So I had to catch up on my Brady Bunch knowledge at the time.
Yeah.
My mom gets obsessed with like my roles, like if I audition for something, so she makes me like, you know, learn it or watch it intensively so I can try and, you know, emulate the behavior.
Yeah.
But obviously I didn't do a good job. So
No. Well, you know, it's the 40th anniversary next year, so maybe they'll redo a movie and you can
exactly
be Marsha.
40th anniversary, huh?
40th anniversary of the Brady Bunch.
Wow. It's amazing, you know, and many of them ended up as I think Cindy is a wreck right now, right? I mean, she's...
What's wrong with Cindy?
No, I don't think she's a wreck. No, Susan Olsen's... Well,
I love
they've
Susan
all had
Olsen.
Trouble past.
Yes,
let's
yes,
put it that way.
Yes, but no, didn't she get involved with the law for drinking or something? I remember
recently.
Yeah, I
think she had a DUI or something
like that, yeah.
That's all right, it happens to the best of us.
It does.
But yeah.
You know, I think now that they're older, I think they're all in their 40s now, and I think... Yeah. They've also had careers that just, you know, come and go and up and down.
Right.
Okay, what do you think? Is it Peter Brady who is now...
Christopher Knight.
Yeah. Christopher Knight.
The one that's doing the reality show.
Christopher,
that's him.
Christopher.
Yeah.
What do you think of that bullshit? Oh, my God. I mean, seriously.
With his girlfriend? What's
her
name?
I don't know her. Yeah, she's a Playboy playmate.
The
reality television shows, I think, which are on the way, hopefully on the way out. Is,
please, God.
I was on Chasing Farrah, and it was pretty, you know, when you have cameras around and you're doing...
Wait, is that a reality show?
Yeah, it was
that they had out?
In 2005. But...
So were you like the big character that was chasing her?
Yes, I was supposed to be, yes. It changed a little bit with the editing and stuff. I was supposed to chase her from New York to L.A., which we did, and I finally met her on the. That's where we officially met on the show. But yeah, the reality shows of, you know, all these people just showing their lives and ins and outs, and I don't know if we all need to see all that.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't think I could actually show all, because my life's pretty boring anyway. So I don't think it's that exciting. But you know, some of these reality shows, I don't think are as exciting either.
No,
so,
definitely not.
But what did you think of it?
I don't know. I just think it seemed like not really plausible, and that she only wanted to marry him for, I don't know. Did they get married? I think they got married.
Yeah, they've gotten married.
Ugh. I don't know. I think that was just a match made in hell.
Match made for reality TV?
Yes, maybe? Yes. Perfect.
Yeah, something like that.
His girlfriend, by the way, is Adrienne Curry.
And that's
I just
name.
Remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
She just seems like a raging bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't seem very.
And, you know, to have a raging bitch like marry like Peter Brady, I mean, that just doesn't work. No.
I know. I remember them promoting the show on Howard Stern, and that was pretty funny because. It's totally like a dysfunctional relationship mm-hmm. they have. You know,
it's kind of like Franz and me.
Something like that. Yeah,
yes.
You guys should do a reality show, really, Franz.
Yeah.
Why don't you pitch it to someone? You know,
I did sit in a round table with a bunch of producers. I photographed it the other day. I think they're all consigning the fact that reality TV is on its way out.
Yeah.
So even the producers are.
Well, I sure hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we can be looking forward to... When is Wonder Woman coming out?
Wonder Woman comes out on November 1st.
Oh, okay. So it's almost there.
It's almost
okay.
out.
Okay. And your book can probably be gotten everywhere, right?
Everywhere. Amazon.com, of course. I always say support your local bookstores. Go out and buy it there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, record stores are gone.
Yeah.
Bookstores are on the way out, so... I mean,
But I don't think it's going to happen with books, though. I'll tell you why. Yeah, because first of all, I love books, you know, and so that's why I don't think, because people are always going to want to hold it in their hand. I mean, they've tried several things to replace books, and they don't work. You know,
yeah. Amazon has that new
the Kindle thing,
yeah.
And you know, it's not the same. You know, I love to smell the pages.
What's the Kindle
you know?
Thing?
It's like I go like this.
You can download books into this little monitor book thing, then you read it like. A book,
yeah, I like it.
It's like a screen.
Just go to Amazon.com.
That's
got to
be awful for your eyes to like sit and stare at that computer screen.
No, it's not a computer screen. You see,
ink.
Yeah, it's sort of like it doesn't even have a battery, or maybe it does, but it's it doesn't have like a screen. It's not a laptop screen.
Huh.
It has a battery. It just loads the letters and on, and then it turns off, so you're not using any power.
Right.
The ink sits there. It looks really clear and really
nice. It's cool. Yeah. But I really don't think books will be replaced. People love to browse through bookstores and stuff, you know. So for some reason, I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what? Maybe there's something to it, because I'll tell you this: I go to bookstores, I browse, and then I go home and order it from Amazon for half the price.
See, and that's the thing. Amazon has such competitive prices and free shipping and all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, I love them. They have all my books. So, I mean,
and plus,
hate them.
And they have books that you can't find in bookstores, you know? I mean, just anything you can think of, you can find.
Well, because we're in a world where we want everything now.
Right.
And so if it's not in a store, we can go to, you know, and then it will just be brought to us, you know?
Exactly.
It comes to us. And,
yeah.
And we don't have to worry about driving and gas and yeah.
Yeah.
Let someone else worry about those things.
Yeah, that's one thing that scares me. So I hope you're wrong about the bookstores going away.
I never thought that the record stores would go as fast as they did. They went out of control.
Right.
You know, Virgin and Hollywood Highland is like the only one I think around anymore.
Yeah,
really?
Except for Amoeba, which
Amoeba,
we all saw
everyone
our stuff.
Loves.
Yeah, but you can find everything in Amoeba. You go in there and you're just amazed with all the stuff.
I actually
that's
had
there.
Like a bad experience there last year. It was my first time in Amoeba. I was at the one in San Fran, and I was trying to find this song, and I didn't know who sang it. And so I walked in, and I was like, "Do you guys know who sings this song?" And he was like, "Well, how's it going?" I was like, "In my arms, baby, yeah, in my arms." And he was like, "No, why don't you go ask that person?" And so he pointed me to the next desk. I walk up to them. I'm like, "Do you know who sings this song? In my arms, baby." And I start singing it. They sent me all around the store to about 15 different people, and they're all just like cracking up laughing before I finally realized what they had done. And I was just like, "I hate every one of you." And they were finally like, "It's boy meets girl. It's over here." And I was like, "You guys are assholes."
That's fantastic.
Yeah, this happened to me once also when I heard a song and I really wanted the record, but and I couldn't even sing it because I'd only heard it once or twice, you know? And I'm trying to get it through to him and he's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's very similar. We used to do this at Tony Roma's when people would ask where the bathroom is. There's a big neon light that says restrooms and we'd say, you have to go down to City Walk. Yeah. They're like, really? And they would go to each waiter and they're like, yeah, you have to go outside.
Oh no, that's awful.
We were mean to them.
Yeah,
tourists. You do what you gotta do
for your own personal
keep yourself
happiness.
Amused.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is very entertaining. We're at the top of the hour, so we have to wrap up. But why don't you go ahead and plug? Do you want to plug your website as well?
Sure, it's charliesangels.com.
Very easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. Or mikepingle.com, which is not as easy, but you can check out where I am, what it's going on, signings, etc. So.
Awesome. Well, maybe I'll become a fan of yours.
Oh,
so,
hey,
that way, vicariously, I can live through you the Charlie's Angels experience.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you so much for my tank top. I love it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yay. We're
and if you know them, let them know they're always welcome on the station. Maybe we're not big enough for them yet, but we will be. Okay, well, yeah, so get Mike Pingle's book, The Q Guide to Charlie's Angels, and then The Q Guide to Wonder Woman, coming out November 1st. And I know, thank you so much for the book, because I know I'm going to read it. You know,
oh, you're welcome.
I love stuff like that.
And when you're done with it, pass it on to me.
I will. And Franz, thanks so much for coming in. Finally. Okay, I can't say I finally got
I know,
to meet
so
you.
It's so nice to meet you.
Because I met you before, but but this is the first time we really got to talk. We actually learned virtually nothing about you, but but that's good. Yeah, I figured. Yeah, Mike, so you know what, Mike? You're invited to come back again sometime.
Thank you.
Okay, because you're a fun guy, and I'm sure there's still a lot to talk about.
Tons.
I mean, I haven't even teased you as far as trivia and stuff on this stuff. I'm going to try and stump you for next time. So.
All right. People have.
They have, huh?
Not many.
Wow, not many. Yeah, I can't imagine. I know you do your job right, so that's cool. And Susie?
Yes, my dear.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
For
no
your
problem.
Presence. We
Wish
always
me luck
love that.
In Mexico.
Yes, you're going to Mexico.
Yes, yes.
Good luck there. And please come back in one piece, okay?
I will try my hardest.
We have a show Monday.
Don't drink the water.
Yeah.
Ah,
and for the rest of you, thank you for joining us yet once again. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.